delicate and crisp, balancing electric guitar with banjo, cello, and more eclectic instruments, everything about the Mitchells' self-titled debut album says indie pop. The music is light and drifting, and would play perfectly as the soundtrack to the next Mark Webb film. It's hard to listen to this album and not imagine yourself leaning out of a car window and letting the wind push firmly against your outstretched palm. The album is primarily a DIY project and took more than a year to complete, recording both at home and at Lebanon's All-Nighter Studio. The open, lonely loveliness of the music is echoed in the album's package design that features the photography of Windy Miner Vinny and Mark Becknell. There is an austerity to the composition that allows for a lot of airflow between notes and gives the songs a midsummer afternoon's dreamlike charm. Lyrically, there is an eloquent wordplay in the Mitchells that reminds me of some of Paul Simon's lesser-known solo projects, and a subtle gravity that could be influenced by the great Robert Hunter.
Fall asleep, I can see you. The moonlight from the window casting shadows on the pillow. Falling naked, friends of different faces, they're all wearing green sweaters.
The band's Facebook page states that the Mitchells are a band of storytellers that weave their tales with orchestral sensibilities while demonstrating that they are unafraid to cut loose and let their rock roots show. The music of the Mitchells comes from Joseph Mitchell on guitar and vocals, along with Mark Aiello on keyboard and guitar, Carlos Mitchell on bass, and Nick Mavridoglu on drums. On this album, they are joined by Nashville singer-songwriter Caroline Kingsbury in both the closing and the opening tracks. Driving in Cars may be the most pop-like single in the collection. Kingsbury and Mitchell's vocals balance each other very well and provide a lovely point-counterpoint aspect that propels the song.
Local guitarist Noah Wotherspoon makes a cameo on the album and brings a pleasant blues vibe to the song Willie Mays. halfway through the album, the dreamy Absalom, with guest Tim Gull here on mandolin, takes you on a downright hypnotic 8.5-minute journey that provides a strong contrast to the remainder of the disc. The two songs Denmark and Orchard are my favorites, as they are the most high-energy tracks and have the fullest overall sound. Of the two, however, Orchard gets the nod this week as my favorite, probably because it feels like it should sit alongside REM's Chronic Town EP. The overall performance on the Mitchells feels unsure and apprehensive. There's a noticeable imbalance on some of the tracks between the light and airy strings and the two upfront drums. Likewise, too often the bass just follows and should take a more assertive role to fill in some of the sonic gaps. However, taken as a whole, there is some very strong songwriting going on in the Mitchells, both musically and poetically. For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.